Rabbis, I'm delighted to have the opportunity to be here. I've heard a lot about the program and certainly the hope to be able to participate in it. My topic is how to sing Shira. I'll tell you how it came about. The Shabbos being Shabbos Shira, obviously Shira Tayom is the key part of the Kriyas HaTorah. And in my shul in St. John's Wood, we were deciding to reintroduce the old United Synagogue Minhag of the Baal Korah singing the Shira together with the choir and the tzibur. And so it's something that used to be done in a number of shuls. In more recent years it lapsed, but we thought since we have a choir to Shabbos and a special a choral Shabbos, we were going to reintroduce it. So it's certainly just looking about how the significance of Shira Tayom and to sort of get myself more into the inner, so I thought I'd share these materials with you. So if we go back and look at the development of how Shira Tayom has become part of that filler and then get an appreciation of the significance of the way it is sung, let's look at the following occurrence. So the first Makor reference number one points out to us that Shira Tayom, or the Oshir, was part of the Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash. The Levim would sing this song when? They would sing it at Shabbos Minchah. The Minchah of Shabbos and Mayho Imrim of Rabbi Yochanan on the Oshir. And this minig is again done in many Ashkenazi kibbutzim to a special nigam, that when the sefer Torah is being wrapped up at minchah time, then there's a tune that's what we do. But what used to be the minig in the time of the Beit HaMikdash is that the Levim would sing Shira Tayom at that particular point. The Rambam then points out in Hilchos Nesiyas Kapayim that there were in fact different practices. The Rambam says, "Yesh mekom shenogu rak b'shehed longer b'hem yikros b'chol yom achar shemavokin yishtar bat shirat yom the achar kach mavokin al shma b'yesh mekom shekorin shirat hazinu." And so, first you'll note the Rambam says that the Shira was said after Yishtabach, and then it gets to say it before. But there were two possibilities. One was Oz Yoshir, and the other was Hazinu. And he said, "Yesh shechidu shekorin shtei hapshirosh hakolafi aminagamu." Some did both, etc. So if we look a bit more carefully as to these types of minhagim, there's a famous tshuva of the Matzah Vitrine, which says how the Shira Tayom came to be introduced, and he points out in reference 3, is the tshuva shehi shibo kahal roma al Shira Tayom dehainu vayosha, from vayosha to the end of Oz Yoshir. The uki Shira Tayom hoya minhagenu minhag kol kahal roma. You should know that singing Shira Hayom at this point was the meaning of all the Nei Roma, and all the other communities that are around about us that are in Italy, as it were. Mina kol kiddush asher disparad, and also the community, the minhag of all the other communities in Svam, yem golus Yerushalayim va'ad ato, from the time of the Churban. And so, that is to say, it goes back already to the time that of the Churban Beit HaMikdash. Loimah b'chol hashana kula b'chol yom v'yom, to say every day of the year, zilosi tisha b'avah, except on tisha b'av, because of the simcha of Shirat HaYom that they would refrain from saying on tisha b'av. She'inom osu mishum aveh, mishum eivah, because of aveh. The chayim beveis oil, similarly in a shiva house, ain't no umra oisa called shivas yomim. They wouldn't say oz yoshir as look at the zimu. Uminigav asenu toirahi, and the Mazavitri goes on to say in this shiva that this minhag of our forebears has the status of a halacha. But kamakomis omrin rabbi asenu b'tamu deres yisrael. We find the principle enunciated particularly in Yushami, the minhag mevatel et halacha, that this is something that should be properly established. It's not something that, in fact, there's any halacha that will contradict it. The ain loydecha b'cholatam is not as a makor that would want us not to do it. There's a requirement upon us to say to Tehillim every day. The Omer Rabbi Yosi, Yichel ki migomer halal b'chol yom, as Rabbi Yosi in the Gemara says that my portion should be with those who complete halal every day. Maskonaki Omer Pesuk de Zimra, and that is affected by our saying the last Tehillim of Sefer Tehillim in Pesuk de Zimra. L'tichol tigul Rabbi Tzimra imohim zu hashirom, and so the Mazdavish explains how the development arose to say this extra song after the Tehillim of Pesukim de Zimra, Shiyama Palos Oyevenu, that refers to the fact that our ancient enemies, the Egyptians, fell and were destroyed. And say Shevach Lamafi Poloyes, Lavorech Hashemot Ifneim Lacharim, and so we can declare the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our ancestors were able to survive from the enemies in this way. Yisneim Baruch She'omah, Racharein Yishtabach, and so first Baruch She'omah and afterwards Yishtabach, First is the matter of it, you should say it before Yishtabach, and it's not right to miss it out, except on Tisha B'Av. You should yom in the Tfilah, because that's commemorating a day not there. And it is spelled that, unfortunately, our base of Mikdash Torah. Hamotem Barachma Yikimenu V'yokim Tzavah Tovin and Apelet, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should restore it in its peace, in its full time. The Yesh Anoshim should to learn how to do Beis Eidah. And says the Master to those who wanted to say it, even in a shiva house, as indeed it is our practice today. But and they said it's not right to not have to say it, but at that time it wasn't what they weren't successful in establishing such a minhag. And the fact that we're aware that we're told that on Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah you don't say Shira, he says that doesn't apply to Shira to Yom. That only applies to Hallel, which we don't say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because the Malachi Ashoret, we recognize that we're standing in dim. Our Shira to Yom Chobo Olin Lo Omra, but the Shira to Yom we say throughout the year, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and throughout the days of the year as well. So the Master of Victory is seen quoting this Shuvah Harat from the Bnei Roma, that from the time of the Golos of the Churban, this was part of Tishbachas that we should say. The Yisod Yeshurim of Rabbi Gedalia Felder cites some interesting occurrences of how this spread into Bnei Ashkenaz as well. So he says in reference to Hazman Shechnisu Bnei Ashkenaz Rashiro Lesidus Tilo. When did it happen that it moved from the world of Italy and Rome and Spain into the rest of the world? He says because of Bad Yisodis Tilo. Shagoy Rabbi Moshe Meluka ben Mevatloinimus, that one of the Rishonim bore be made Melech Pavlo the Medinas Magenza. So he came to Mainz. They nibo gnei dorim et Ashira, and he says Ad Shema Ushemay Echol. That he introduced there in Ashkenaz in Mainz, which was a major town in France and Germany, that they should start to say this of Yoshe in Sukkot Zimro. And he says, well, this was the Erech Dalav Afim of Topkut Eindalav. So that's about the year 815. So it's nearly 1200 years ago is when this was instituted into Ashkenaz. And Gam Rabbi Avrom Bar HaManig, he says maybe it's a minhag lo tashira, the manig, one of the Rishonim on Hilchos Tefillah, brings this minhag to say it as well. And most of the case Shemashi B'tishov Medalgin Be'eret Yisrael Mele Oimra, and he also refers to the fact that in Eretz Yisrael the minhag was to omit it on Tishabah. And he said that for forthcoming generations it should be said Sheyom Rishiro Zu Tomi B'chol Yom, to say it every day. And so the Yeshurim, the Bukhid Ali Felder, points out the development is Mu'omul Amalo, Yotze, Shishira, Tashir, Minag, Yotzisro, Shoban, Italia, Mishobna, Arotatachiras, and there it spread to other communities as well. And so starting from the time of the Churban, then going to Italy, and then from the 9th century spreading to Ashkenaz, and he parted out of our Minag today. And so something that's regarded with enormous power and spirituality. Now, a Makar, I'm sure that's well known to many of you, the Mishnah Berurah site, as the significance of saying Shira. We quote in the name of the Sefer Charidim in reference number 5. By Yom Shirat Yom B'Simcha, you should say Oz Yoshe B'Simcha, Yidame V'Data Shekilu Ba'Oisa Yom Ova Bayom, as if at that time he is going through Kriyat Yamtuf, V'Ho'oima B'Simcha Moichel Ha'Banoisa. And someone who says Shirat Yom B'Simcha, your sins are forgiven. So wonderful segula that you have to be able to say Shirat Hayom. And the Zohar Kodesh mentions a similar makoros. He says, "Toninu kol bar nash, the omar shirot lado, the chol yoma." Any person who says this song every day, umechavim bar, and has the right sort of kavonas in it, zochi lememruz manu do osi, would have the zechus to say it le osi lavoi. The ispa amo do ova, the ispa amo do osi. Included in Shirat Hayom is both this world and the world to come. The Russian Oz Yoshin has a reference to the future, so it includes this world and the world to come. The ispa kishne hemenusa, and it has the ties of faith of emuna in it. The ispa yom de malka mishicha, it has the links with the zman moshiach. It also has all other tishbachos and praises to our Kodesh Baruch Hu linked within it, both below and above. And so says the Zohar, the enormous significance of such a shira, of such tishbachos. And so, therefore, the significance of saying it is enormous indeed. And some people say it in a festive way every day in their own personal tefillah. And some kehillahs develop, and when it comes to this part of the tefillah, they become more communal or participative. And so the Kutim Arich mentions in reference number 7, he says, there are some kehillahs that when it comes to shira, then they'll start chanting it all separately. I mean, we have elements of this when there's a brit. Okay, so then the will come forward and start chanting more responsibly. Some killers would do that on a daily basis, some killers would chant it all together, some Sephardi killers do it in that way. And of course the Amin Hogim, that when it's Erev Shviyash or Pesach or Erev Shabbos Shiro, some killers would do it in Eretz Yisrael. If you live by the sea, there's a minhag by Hasidim to chant Shira Sayom at the seashore with Rikudim, etc., or to chant it at night with great Simcha. So these are, I mean, Hogim that are built up around saying Shira Sayom. And what the Kutim Arich is suggesting is the way they did it goes back to the time that it was done at Kriyas Yamsuf. And so this brings us then to our core Mekor, which is the next reference of the Gemara in Sotah. So let's now have a look in a bit more detail in the way the Gemara tells us how Shirat HaYom was sung at that particular time. Tonu Rabbonu. Boi Bayon Dorosh Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva expounded on that day, the famous day of Boi Bayon. B'shor she'olu Yisroel min hayom. When Klal Yisroel emerged from the sea by Yabosho, v'nosnu einehem loy mashira, they focused their sights on now singing Shira to the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Ketzad omru Shira, so how do they do it? So Rabbi Kiva says, k'gozol ha-makre et ha-halel. Like an adult who is leading in halel. What happened? They would answer after the Gadol just the key word. So for example, Moshe Omar would say Oshira Lashem. He would say Oshira Lashem, the first phrase of the Shira. Vehein Omrim Oshira Lashem. They would respond Oshira Lashem. Moshe Omar Kigoi Go'o. Vehein Omrim Oshira Lashem. Indeed, it's explained that when they would say Hallel in a shul, the old practice used to be that just the Baal Tefillah, the Chazan, would say Hallel, and the Tzibur would respond with Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. And the Rambam mentions that no less than 123 times, Kinedish Shnoit of Shel Aaron, would the responses of Hallelujah take place when Hallel was being recited in this particular manner in shul. So the Gadol would be the Makre, he would be the person that would be discharging the obligation for the Tzibur, and they would respond with the key phrase, Hallelujah. So in the same way as Rabbi Akiva, how did they chant Shira? Moshe Rabbeinu would sing the Shira, and they would respond at each phrase, Oshira Lashem, Oshira Lashem, Oshira Lashem. And so that's how the response would be. Rabbi Eliezer ben Moshe ben Yosi Azul Omer. A second view is mentioned by Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Yosi Azul. He says, how does Shira sit at that time? Kukosan hamakre es hahalel. Not like a gadol who's leading the tzibur in reciting Hallel, but rather like a kotan. What's the difference? V'hein oimin achrov kol mashuhu oimer. They would answer after the leader whatever he would be saying. Moshe omar Ashira Hashem. Moshe would say Ashira Hashem according to Rabbi Eliezer. V'hein oimim Ashira Hashem, and they would respond Ashira Hashem. Moshe omar ki go'oi go'or. He is surely to be exalted. The difference between the Gadol and the Kotan is the Gadol can say Hallel for you, enable you to discharge your obligation, whereas the Kotan can't. And so if the Gadol is saying Hallel, all you need to do is respond with the phrase Hallelujah, Hallelujah. However, the Kotan who is doing the leading, he can't be much previous to because he's only a Kotan. But what he can do is say a phrase in advance, and then you can say it after him. Don't forget, we're dealing with a time where they weren't sidurim, and so if you had a youngster with a good voice and a good memory, he could say it in advance, you would say it after him, and so thereby he would enable you to say it all, but he would say a phrase, and you would say the same phrase after him. So Kukotin Hamakre et Hahalel, and so there, so Kukotin Rebbe Eliezer, the Nishan Yerzagri, the way that Moshe Rabbeinu led them at Kriyas Yamtuf is that Moshe would say a phrase, they would repeat the phrase. Moshe would say the next phrase, and they would repeat the next phrase after him. And so, according to this view, that they said all of Shira. According to the first view, they just said Oshira Hashem, Oshira Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu said all of Shira, and they just said Oshira Hashem. Whereas, according to the second view, they said all of Shira. Moshe said it first, and they repeated it after him. He said it first, they repeated it after him. That's the way we're going to be doing it in my Kehillah, the Shabbos. I would say a key phrase with a particular nigun, and the choir and the tzibur will be saying it, responding it to after me. Then the Gemara mentions a third view. Rabbi Nechemya Oina, Kesayfe Hapiret Al Hashema BeBeit HaKnesset. So this is like the teacher or the chazan who is leading the Kehillah in Birkas Kriya Shema. And so what would happen is that the chazan starts off with the first phrase of a bracha, then everyone joins in together. Okay? So that's how it would be happening. So the Gemara goes on to explain. And so he would start, and then they would all continue joining in together. So the Gemara says, so how do we learn this pshat, this machlokas into the pesukim of Yoshir? So Rabbi Kiva Omer Leimer, it says Ashira Zoish by Yomru Leimer, and they said saying. So what does Leimer mean? According to Rabbi Kiva, Salon Leimer Amusa Kemaita. This is on Ashira Hashem, which they repeated each time. Ashira Hashem, Ashira Hashem. Rabbi Yezbar and Rabbi Agrisa about Leimer Akol Milsa Umilsa. Leimer mean, as they said, each phrase after him. Rabbi Chaim would say, "Vayomru the Amru Kula Hadori Leimo." The prophet Moshe Bereisha, Moshe started at the beginning, and then they joined in after him. So, as I said, we have these three-way machlokas. Rabbi Kiva says that Moshe Rabbeinu said it all, and they just said Shir Hashem. Rabbi Eliezer ben Moshe Yosefli says Moshe said it, and they repeated it. So they said all the Shira but after it. And according to Rabbi Nechemya, they also said all Shira. Moshe Rabbeinu just started it off, and then they were able to join in with it. Now Maharal mentions in his Kiddush HaGodos, and also in the Gevurah Hashem, a beautiful way of understanding what this Machlokes is all about. The Maharal in reference 9 says as follows. He says that according to Rabbi Akiva, she'ein tzvor alayma ki Yisrael omru kol ashira im Moshe. According to Rabbi Akiva, you can't say that Klal Yisrael were able to say Shira with Moshe Rabbeinu at that time. Ki hevdo madregosum oysa hevdo beinayim, because the difference in their spiritual attainment made for a difference in their capacity to say Shira. The Dafka Moshe Omar Kol Hashira, and only Moshe Rabbeinu was able to say all of Shira, Eloi Yisrael, not the rest of Klal Yisrael. Ki Eimad Zegol Tom Shavit, because their spiritual level was not the same. Kvar Manu, Ki Hashira Hi Lefi Ma'alat Ha'olot, depending on the Madrego of the person who is in fact reciting it. Therefore, there was a difference in their capacity. They all said Shira. They all had a gabbatic attainment of Nebuah at that time, but nevertheless, their enunciation of Shira depended on who they were. So, according to Rabbi Kim Moshe Omar Kol Hashira, he said all of Shira, but Yisrael Rosh Hashanah, and Yisrael only said Rosh Hashanah, they only said the key phrases of Shira. Ki Moshe Hu Odom Prokim Yuchad Elov Kol Hashira B'Prat. He, as a superb individual, was able to say every detail of it, and they could only say Pratim Rizvah Abu Yisrael, Shehein Mikral Echot, Eng Yochalehem Ashira, Bekutrotoi. They couldn't say all in the detail. Rak Derek Klal, they could only say it in a general way. Rak Shoye Oinim Rosh Hashanah, Bechlam Moshe, they could only answer the Rosh Hashanah, the key points after Moshe Rabbeinu. However, Rabbi the secondary Rabbi Eliezer ben Moshe Rabbeinu Tzadikli said she ain't svara she lo yisro only kol hashira. He says no, you can't say that all of Klal Yisrael didn't say Shira. She af im hevdo yesh b'madregosam, even though obviously there's a distinction between Moshe Rabbeinu and the rest of Klal Yisrael, we come up from ein roi loyma she lo yomru yisro Shira. It's not true to say they couldn't say all of Shira. Yashevach v'shira el Hashem yisporach hu min Yisrael. that emanated from Klal Yisrael, he holds they were able to say all of Shir. Rakhi Moshe Adam Levi Yisrael Onim Akro, Onim Yisrael Onim Akro. Moshe Rabbeinu started and they were able to respond, but having him started them up, then they were able to repeat it after him. They were able to say Shir. They didn't have to say it after Moshe. This would represent a drawback in their Madrega. They would only be eligible just through Moshe. But this would not be appropriate. This is something they're able to do. And so let's try and give, if you like, a sort of model to try and understand what's happening here according to the different dates. Imagine you have a Merkava, a wagon going along. And this wagon represents the opportunity to sing Shir V'Sheva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe Rabbeinu is at the top of this wagon, alright? And he is the one that has the most commanding view of what is taking place. And he's calling to you, come and join me, come and join me, come up onto the wagon to have this opportunity to see Shir V'Sheva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to Rabbi Akiva, what would happen is that a number of people would be able to jump on and hold on the side. And so they're carried along in the journey, they're able to sing Shir V'Sheva, as it were, but they've not got the view of Moshe Rabbeinu who is at the top of the wagon. You know, they're just, as it were, on the sides. Their response is just, Oshiva Hashem, Oshiva Hashem. He's the one saying the wonderful things and the praises, and they're carried along a bit. According to the second view, Rabbi Eliezer ben Moshe Yosef HaGlili, is that Moshe starts, and they are able to do all of it with him. And so what's happening then? He says, come on, and as if he's holding out a hand, and he's schlepping them up onto the top of the wagon that they're able to share the view with him. Alright? And so it's through his giving them a hand up, they can climb to the top of the wagon. And so he says a phrase, and they're able to say the whole phrase together with him, they're able to join in the Shira with him. According to the third view of Rabbi Nehemiah, what's happening? So he says that they do say all of Shira. Okay, it's their Madrega. However, clearly, Moshe Rabbeinu is the catalyst. Moshe says, Oz Yoshir, and they are able then to continue. So it's like someone saying, come and join me on the wagon. And in your exhilaration to that call, you are then able to climb to the top yourself. Alright, according to the second there, you need the help out of Moshe Rabbeinu to climb to the top. You need him to lift you up to the top. According to the third view, you're able to climb to the top yourself because Moshe Rabbeinu has given you the call and the encouragement, and through your enthusiasm, you're able to climb to the top. And so, according to the third view, they're able to say Shira. Now, the Shem Yishmur explains. He says, at the end of the day, he says there isn't a machlokes. Because what is happening, he says, Klal Yisrael reflected different types of people at that time. There would have been those that could only sing a Shira as Oshir Hashem, a refrain according to Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Oz Yoshir, they says Oshir Hashem. They only could do it in response. There were those of the greater Madrega who could, as it were, hold on to Moshe Rabbeinu and get a lift up to the top and then say all of the Shira after him. And there were those of the highest Madrega, according to Rabbi Nechem's view, that with the invitation of Moshe Rabbeinu could make the climb to the top, and also as a result of Moshe Rabbeinu's instigation, participate in all of Shira themselves. And so it reflected the different components amongst Klal Yisrael that we find very often in different days in Agavta. It's not a machlokes, it reflects the different ways of looking at the situation. So these are the mechulakim, the different approaches to singing Shira, which can be reflected today in different minhagim as the way we do it. And I hope that as a result of sharing some of these mechulakim with you, that in our daily recitation of Shira Tayyam, particularly when we come to the Yemei Pagra, to Shabbos Shira and Shavuot Pesach, we'll have more Islavos to be able to zoicha and to enjoy what the benefits of saying Shira properly, that we'll be able to say the Osi Lavoi and the Chilas Kolavon Osim.